sized one soon. Keep packing on the pounds. Need a scooter.
Let's just hope that you don't have to go through any doors in it.
Heaven forbid, as I like to say.
So, I don't think I've been...
You're not getting that?
Not getting what, love?
You would have to go through any doors in your scooter, in your motorized scooter.
Oh, shit, fuck, pussy, and the big goddamn... You ruined that interest. Go in backwards. In the last second. Go in backwards. What? I never backed up the thing ever when I was practicing. Go in backwards. So, I've been going back and forth in my head.
Yes.
About whether or not to talk about the Adam apology thing. Because I don't know that I want to keep this alive.
Yes.
And I say that for this reason. The only thing that I would say about it is that he went to what politicians do. Politicians will tell. I made a dreadful error in this. And the reason I made the dreadful error is because I don't know if you guys have fixed it. You've given me a direct link now to Mix Minus, but I could not get to any. When I put in mixminuspodcast.com,
yes,
it pulled up a page with nowhere to go from.
Yes, because
nothing.
Yes, Adam is working on the website. Yeah, it's still there. It's still not pointing to the right place. Yes.
Right. But okay. So the only way I could listen to your show was to ask my device to play your podcast, which it did. And when the device is playing the podcast, you cannot go back and listen. You know, you can't say go back 10 seconds or go back. You can only pause and start and pause and start.
Right.
I wanted to fire off the email without having to listen to the entire podcast again in order to get his exact verbiage. But I said to myself, if you don't get exactly what he said correct, it's going to come back and bite you in the ass. And it did. And the reason I say this is because that's what he did, like a politician does. He latched onto the fact that I said that he hated or didn't like or whatever I said in the email.
Right.
That and he said that it was annoying. When the entire point of my email was that there were the only thing phony about me was my name. That was it. But that point got so lost because he argued, I never said I hated, I never said I did. And I thought, you know, you're missing the point, Adam. You're missing the point here. Anyway, and I thought, you know, why, there's no reason to stir that shit up again and throw it on the wall of our podcast, you know what I mean? And I'm not mad at Adam, I still love him.
I mean, he did eventually say that he was wrong. And
yeah, it buried amongst everything else.
But that was after I was like, You specifically called her out. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so you know you could take that off the Trello. I don't think that it's necessary. Also, I just threw up a bunch of shit into that into do it on the show. Thinking, I mean, it's always debatable. It's always no, I don't want that. Let's put this in instead. You know, I'm game.
So tell me what is the poop deck?
It's an unbelievable coincidence in Drew's and my life. And in this, when I was a little boy, one of the very special things my family would do on rare occasion would be go to a restaurant called Canfield's Big Rock Cafe.
At the Canfield's Big Rock Mountain.
Yes. That had a section built over the water with pilings.
Yes.
So you went into that section and you were actually over the water, and it was incredible. They called it the poop deck.
Ah.
So when we were going to this restaurant, when I was a little boy, we were going to the poop deck. Now, there's more to the story, and if I talk about it on the show, I'll elaborate for you and how I got there and all that stuff. But here's the thing, the reason that it's important. We were talking about it one night, and Drew just decided to use that wonderful magic connection of computers across them to find... if there's any information about it, about where it was, what it was, how it was. He found all kinds of information on it. But the most amazing information he found about it was that the very same restaurant was sold to a company that made it a restaurant called Moonshadows. And Moonshadows is where Drew and I had our first date. So it was, and completely unbeknownst to me until 37 years later, 36 years later, that our first date was basically at the Poop Deck, which was a childhood restaurant that has a lot more meaning than just being a childhood restaurant. Because it.
So the actual restaurant, like not it, like it was bought out, like the exact same building?
The exact same building. Yeah, they didn't raise it. They changed the interior, of course, but nothing else was changed.
Okay, we'll talk about that. I have questions. We'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. First gay crush.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if I had, like, what would you consider a crush? Well, we can talk about that. It's good. We can talk about it. Yeah. We can talk. Because I remember my first gay experience.
Well, we could talk about that too as part of that.
Because that was like the first person that I ever was gay with. I don't even think I knew his last name. Let's see. Phrases that people say wrong. That's a pet peeve of mine. We can talk about that.
Yeah, we can.
You know, because I never do that.
No.
I never say things wrong.
No.
And then I don't know a lot about Joan Rivers, but I'm willing to listen.
Basically, the bottom line is, and it's probably all I would say on the show if we talked about her, was that she began her career and made a star of herself by making fun of herself and belittling herself.
Yes.
That's how she rocketed to stardom.
Yes.
However, it corrupted into making fun of and belittling other people, and it became really ugly. Innocent people.
Yeah.
You don't go after the daughter of a president. You know, you just don't do that. The daughter of the president did nothing to deserve it. You don't go after people and be mean. Anyway, is that a subject that you find any interest in?
Like, sure, because I find it also interesting that Joan Rivers also gets a lot of shit for being a woman. Like, she filled in for Carson all the time, and then when she tried to do her own show, Carson, like, never forgave her and, like, blackballed her and stuff, and it was, like, stuff that he didn't.
But I don't think that has to do with her being a woman.
Well, yeah, he didn't do it to other people that started their own talk shows. He didn't, like, blackball Gary Shandling or anything like that.
Well, Gary Shandling was never a regular. We can discuss this, Joan Rivers was he hired her as the permanent guest host. Nobody else.
Yep.
When Gary Shandling was guest hosting, there were other people guest hosting all the time and guest hosting here and guest. So he couldn't hold them all to that.
Right.
Standard.
But I'm. You know.
This is all fucking. We need to do this on the show, Daniel. I don't want to have an afternoon conversation.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then I just won't say fucking anything, Scott. I'll just sit here on my goddamn hands.
Oh, that's a little bit overreactive, don't you think, darling?
Yeah, I can't fit them.
Tiny bit.
I can't fit them under my big ass.
Oh.
I have to get some drink.
Right, and we can pull, if we run out, we'll just pull something else from the side and talk
about
it.
We'll never run out. Never.
I don't want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
That's what Drew did, too.
There's a million Toys R Us.
I'm doing the song from Pinocchio.
From bikes and games to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is.
I'm doing the song from Peter Pan.
Oh, I haven't gotten there yet.
I don't want to grow up. I don't want to grow up. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school.
I haven't gotten the Peter Pan yet.
I don't believe it's in the Disney film. I believe that's from the musical Peter Pan.
With Sandy Duncan?
Long before Sandy Duncan.
Did she really only have one eye? I've never Googled that.
She has two eyes, but one, she had a growth that was removed behind the other eye, and it blinded the other eye.
What about Sammy
Davis?
The
midst of a skyrocketing career.
What about Sammy Davis? Did he have a glass eye?
He only had one eye. He had a car accident as a young person.
It's freaky that you know
lost
these
the eye.
It's freaky that you know these things right off the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Some might even
say. I am a font
spell
of knowledge, Daniel.
Spell it.
F-O-N-T.
Nope, F-O-U-N-T. All right, I'm going to get my drink. I'll be right back.
Never ask me to spell. Daniel, never ask me to spell. I don't want to grow up. I don't want to go to school.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
All right. Is it your turn?
I believe it is. I'm going to record right now.
And yeah, it's my turn to do what I can be, to see what I can't see, because it's my turn.
I sent you a little chat.
I see message. That. I see yeah. that. It's very.
You kiss
your husband with that mouth?
Uh huh. Okay. I cannot spell to save my life.
No, it's one of those font is spelled fount. And want, as in it is his want, is actually spelled, you know, won't.
Won't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
I'm recording. Okay.
I had to switch soundboards. Sorry.
Okay. No problem, darling. I'm here for the duration.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three, four.